and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Art playing Tallulah.
Roger playing Arnold.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Suck a dick.
I know, I got fucked up. I got fucked up. That was a fun little minor combat. I wanted you guys to, I mean, there's nothing on here at a crazy challenger or anything. Yeah. It just thought it'd be a cool little environmental fight, kind of.
You literally just did skeet shooting for fucking Theo.
I know.
Pull!
I was, if I had like one more turn.
Oh, the gargantuan,
ears.
Right?
Yeah, I was so close to gargantuan.
Well, that first one, that was like the one I was most afraid of.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
I was like, God, I hope this second arrow hits, please.
I know, because it would have done.
Yeah, what was the exploding damage?
8d6 fire damage.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah. So you guys really narrowly avoided like, and it would have taken you. It would have had you each would have basically got hit with that twice because there were two of them.
So thank God for the wall of thorns.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to go into a rage, but then the fucking guy slammed me because I have absorb elements.
Mm.
So I was gonna be like, suck up your fire, and then I become immune to it.
Yeah, that would have been tight because it had resistance on it.
Yeah,
but yeah, the fire guys had like a fun little hidden ability you could do.
Get shredded by thorns.
God, that spell, that was like, you couldn't have placed that more perfectly. Like, that was perfect. It had a thing called Hide by Firelight. In an area lit only by non-magical flame, a fire geist gains a +2 bonus on stealth checks, becomes a +4 when hiding within the fire. I rolled, and he got an nat 20.
That's why nobody saw him?
Yeah, he had a 24. If anyone had gotten, like, a super high perception, you were, like, I think, like, one.
Well, I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the highest.
No, you had a 23 on it.
Yeah,
and that was 19 on the dice.
Oh.
Yeah, so he had a 24 was his final thing on that, so.
I would have needed an 18 just to see him, because I have a +6 to perception, so.
Jesus.
It was so funny you guys were talking about it, too, because he also had a thing called water susceptibility, where if he, for every 5 feet that he moves in water, or for every gallon of water splashed on him, he takes 3 cold damage.
Oh, fucker. You son of a bitch. My plan would have worked.
It was the
you
one
set
monster.
Me up.
He was just hidden for the round you guys were talking about. It's the one monster.
I'm so mad. He's like, create, destroy water is literally just to fucking give you a drink.
Yeah. It's the only one I've
it's
ever
10
seen.
10 gallons. That would have been...
What, was, 3 cold damage?
It would have been 30 cold damage.
It would have done so much.
He just turned into bastard. A fucking icicle and died.
You took that away from us.
I've literally
you took that away from
listen,
me.
You guys fucked me up so bad. Don't worry about
I
it.
I needed that, Ryan. We really brought the wet.
I'm so sorry.
A little salty we ended it before going back to tell Patch the good news.
I figured it'd be the next episode. You know?
I mean, we need a good like 20 minutes for that conversation.
That's true.
Yeah. I was like, I know how much we want to talk to Patch.
That's going to be a whole episode.
Yeah, see, that's a whole hour.
That is the one problem you're DMing an NPC that the characters like this much is they will spend hours talking to that dude just to see what he's up to.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm like, shit, I got to stop doing bits and up top because I'm like, they'll talk to him all day about fuzzy dice. I got to kick him out of here. So funny. Ugh, God, so dumb.
Yeah. Oh, question. When am I going to be able to be proficient in land vehicles? I'm doing pretty good so far.
I was going to say, I was thinking, do you guys next episode want to do a Dragon Ball Z style go to the DMV driving episode?
Yes.
You guys all learn to drive.
Yes.
Do we do a fun filler?
Glebnor Badman?
You get a Badman shirt for Patch's, that'd be perfect.
Toluga's going to be extra safe. I have like 4 different buckles.
Plus the webs.
Spider web buckles.
Yeah. I brought my own buckles. Don't worry.
I just love Reggie being on the back of the Doom buggy. Going crazy on it.
Screaming while you guys cruise around. That was awesome. I forgot you guys had that vehicle had like a spinning blade thing in the front.
Oh yeah. I was eyeing it as soon as I looked at it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I want that.
Definitely need to use that.
But yeah, I love the idea of like as Toluca's going to punch it, just
fucking lawnmowed it.
It basically is a lawnmower. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how it's like doesn't even matter as long as the creature isn't prone.
Yeah.
Like
Which is so funny. You can like lay down and it just goes over you.
It goes over you, yeah. Yeah, the mechanics and all the vehicles are like pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty sick. They're like pretty OP.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty. They're like definitely designed for the enemies to also have their own vehicles. Right, so when you like use them when no one else does, it's like, oh shit, there's a fucking car coming at me. Like,
it's like it's just like real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Car versus guy.
Car wins.
It's the car Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Cars wins.
Yeah, Jesus, that was like also I always love putting a ton of little shitty enemies just to see how many Theo can kill in a round. I was like I got 8 imps. How long will that take them?
I think I'm just gonna action surge kill them all.
Yeah,
2 rounds.
Yeah, you. And then I was really excited because I was pumped that you used the like little fire thing, so I got to have that happen before the imps could do it.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, here's the mechanic. Like they get hit too many times, they blow up.
Yeah, I mean, I had to so see close. What it did, but, you know, because I didn't want a bonus action aim down sights right away, just because I figured the imp wasn't going to take fire damage. So if I pushed it into the...
Mm-hmm. Into, correct.
Yeah, it would have helped it, I guess, but it still would have died, so...
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I mean, they had their little imps. They had, I think, 13 AC, 14 hit points. They were really just there to... A, heat metal your guns, and B, make these guys as big as possible.
I fucking love piercing shot, just so everyone knows.
Dude, that thing is so cool. Yeah. And it just keeps going.
Yeah, I can keep doing it. Doesn't matter how many are in a line, I can keep doing it until it misses.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And these are blister coil weirds. These are from Ravnica. Ravnica has like a bunch of like almost like elements or spells turned into monsters that I like a lot. Mm-hmm. But, the slam attack from these guys when they were large or bigger was 2d8 plus 3 bludgeoning plus 4d6 fire damage.
Ooh.
So that wall really fucking saved you guys because like they actually did a shit ton. They couldn't get you guys quick enough. Mm-hmm. So I kind of designed it so you guys would be on a hill and it would give you guys like a round to figure out the mechanics before it all happened. But I got fucked.
How many charges does Wall of Thorns use?
6. So it's got... It's out of 10 charges, so I can only use it once.
Okay.
Per day.
Right.
I was lucky because when I rolled to get charges back, I rolled
high. You got them all?
I got 8 back.
Nice.
And I only spent 6, so I was all full.
And you were also right, Glebnor. If you'd hit them with melee attacks, you would have taken a D10 fire damage for using melee on them. That was a good call.
Knew it.
Yep.
Yeah, but then I could say I punched fire and won.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
How many people do you think could say they punched fire in one?
Not many.
Mm.
Originally, I was looking at these and I'm like, because they're so liquidy, maybe I'll make this like a zombable creature. But I was looking at their things and I was like, I don't want Glebnor to have any of this. So
I don't want him to get bigger.
Yeah. I was like,
fire powers.
That would have been like too much. I was like, this just feels like it'd be too much. And it wasn't a slime, you know, like it wasn't viscous enough to me. It was slime adjacent. I definitely thought about it. I flirted with the idea, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway because they got ripped apart by thorns.
They immediately went, I can only do it to medium sized creatures.
Yeah, oh, that is true. And they were too big. Yep.
So the one that got the bullet stuck in its chest.
Yeah.
I might have had a chance, but the imps immediate were like, Rita Repulsa, make my monster grow.
Literally in my head, that's what I was picturing them doing. It's like, just firing things in there, being wicked annoying.
Yeah. I envision the, you know, the imps from the catacombs in Castlevania.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
With the little pitchforks.
Yeah.
They look like that.
And the little fucking fire coming out of the back of them.
Yeah, these were, these are fire imp devils. Yep. They're actually really cute. They look like little naked dudes, and they have their wings are made of fire.
Oh, those are cute, but the crabs aren't.
Crabs are still a problem.
Show me the imps. Show me the imps.
Show me the imps.
No.
Yeah, I bet they aren't cute at all.
Man, they're fun. I don't know if they're cute.
You said cute.
I would turn around and show you, but I'm afraid of ripping all these wires out and losing.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
5 hours of recording that we did today. Hold on.
Pesh. Yo, you make you have
call
cords?
That cute?
It's fine.
You have cords?
That thing is hideous.
Cute my ass.
Explaining electronics to Pesh. The concept.
cores, wires.
This is Rock Xbox.
You get it down. Best Buy.
It's a, what's a Best Buy?
You hear this, Best Buy and Microsoft and fucking whatever else?
Yeah. We're desperate for 7-Eleven.
Why doesn't he make a FIFA?
FIFA, yeah.
Why doesn't he make a Pesh?
Imagine Patch on the cover of FIFA 2020, whatever.
Just make a Patch Buy.
Kick Rock.
Patch Buy.
Patch Buy.
It was right there, Ryan. The
damn
whole
it.
Time.
No, because then he's got up. He's managing one thing at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
he
whole.
Can barely manage that. He's got one pair of dice.
He apparently makes a mean glizzy.
Hold we on. Cleared he's him out of slurp.
He
slurp
only
with two,
in
two
a can,
six packs.
In a can.
What?
He still has the slurp machine.
Okay.
And also, he only had one pair of XL super fuzzy dice.
We
probably
need
not a hot seller.
We need to set up like a some or type of supply chain for Pesh.
We're already working on it.
We need to help our boy out.
He's got fucking his gas is back.
Connection.
And we're going to have a fucking, he's going to call the king. We're going to get a supply chain right up to him. Frozen taco ingredients.
You're going to call the king for Pesh.
I don't have a sending
we
stone
only
to anyone
sending stone.
Else.
So the king has to deal with all of this.
There's this guy, Pesh. Who's Pesh? Pesh is great. You'll love him.
You'll love Pesh.
This is going to help the king in the long run.
How? He's expanding his...
You ever hear of fucking trade deals?
Yeah, trade routes with
you
Pesh.
You ever hear of trade deals, Andy?
It starts
well,
with
all,
Pesh, and it goes beyond.
What is the Underdark doesn't need fuel. What do they
not
need?
Not yet.
They don't need fuel, but they need a way to transport their goods via truck much faster than they're doing now. Once all the demons are cleared out and there's plenty of gas
drills,
for everybody.
Which they could use, get fuel for.
I love
the
idea
the
of like 50 episodes from now, Pesh is just managing the supply lines. He's like, there's a lot of supplies.
Also,
it's helping
if the Underdark
with
gets drills, they can expand the Underdark.
Yep.
Think of the labyrinth Bouncicles could make.
Yep.
Well,
I didn't want to dig too far.
Isn't he taking over hell?
Yeah, he'll be in charge of the underworld.
Which is really going to screw over Doreen.
Yeah, Doreen's going to have real trouble
thank
fighting
you for your choice of words, son, after we had the talk.
Well, now that I know. I have to come to grips with that.
Today was really one of those days where, like, I felt delirious while playing D&D.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Anytime we do four in a day, I am just like, giggly as shit by the third one every single time.
Yep.
Well, you threw Pesh in.
I know. I've been waiting to use it. It's actually funny because I had a stupid voice that I was using that I was like, no, I'm going to move that here. I think it'll be better on that character. And then I was thinking about a dude I used to work with, the Blockbuster, who literally sounds exactly like Pesh. And I was like, that's my guy. That's how we're going to do it. Just dude behind the counter hanging
who's
out.
That?
I don't think you would have known him. And I don't want to call him out now if
okay.
he gets mad about it. He might listen to this someday.
Hey, that's me.
He's like, what the hell?
What the heck?
But everyone loves Pesh, so everyone knows everyone loves him.
He'll be celebrated.
We don't know that yet. We love him right now in this insane day of like D&D delirium.
Nah, he's going out in the Hall of Fame of NPCs.
Yeah, we still have
first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we never did insight check Pesh.
Oh, yeah. You got mad at me for not insight checking the crabs.
What's to check?
It's true.
He could be playing us the whole time.
You know, didn't actually us. You two try to insight and you got real crap insight?
Yeah, no, that's because he was ripping us off on the fuzzy.
Well,
dice.
Yeah, but I mean, even then you tried insight. It didn't work. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
So
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah. Oh, you got to keep that inside your body.
Oh, no.
He's going to be swimming in gas.
I really liked breakfast with Pesh. That was fun. Yeah, just waking up to Pesh just like standing over you all in his living room. It was just so stupid to me. I love it.
Yeah, he's just in the corner staring.
Yeah. Filling up the air mattress.
And watch my lord.
Yeah, gotta do it.
Watch my god. Make sure everything's okay.
Man, Arc 4 is fucking crazy so far.
Yeah.
Straight insanity.
I've been waiting for Magger for so long. And man, is it not disappointing at all.
Everything sucks out here other than
what
Pesh.
Are you talking about?
Other than Pesh, everything else sucks.
It's like a fucking
we got
hell.
A truck.
It's a hellscape. It's a full hellscape.
The truck is, yeah. We almost lost the truck.
We got the truck.
First
we got the
quickly.
Buggy. We got Pesh.
We got Pesh.
We got disease riddled fucking crabs.
I'm making a cure.
so confidently said with zero knowledge of how to do it or materials.
I have zero knowledge of rocket science, but yet I'm slowly making it happen.
Slowly is the operative word there.
Yeah.
Once we all catch this fucking wasting disease.
What's their like next heading? Is to try and find the Vulture King guy?
No, I think it's to the
college, isn't it?
No. Well, we're what? Trying to kill the Null Demon. I don't know where.
You were told.
Cully? Is that what it's called?
Bad Cully. Bad Cully is it's like a major city in Southern Magra. It's probably like the largest one down here. You were told by the guys in Karoff that like they're also trying to figure out the Null problem. So
I want like the right.
Let's work together.
Yeah, if you want to get a point in the right direction.
I don't know where the college was because you said there was a couple, right?
Yeah,
we have a map.
The colleges are actually in Bad Cully. Right. Yeah. There's a couple of prominent schools of magic are taught there. I'll tell you when you guys get there.
I got a lot of
prominent schools do not mesh well with us.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Any churches there?
There are a couple churches there.
Any of them to believe me?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They will be.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another.
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, you guys have obviously known that like a lot of orcs come from Magaria. So there is a temple of Groom.
Ooh.
The orc god.
False god. Allfather there?
False god.
There would be an Allfather temple, definitely. There's a lot of like...
If we want.
Yeah.
Suck the smoke.
Standing nearly coughing in the smoke.
Yep. Yeah. If you guys want to fucking
suck a smoke. So he said.
Yeah, suck in some smoke. It helps you in the long run. Yeah. When you get the light of the Allfather or whatever for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? We all got a little boosty.
Yeah, inspiration for the day. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of standing and kneeling and
then sitting, then half standing.
Sitting, the half stand. Yeah.
And then the fake out.
Yeah. The fake out's key. You gotta be waiting for the fake out.
And then you think it's over. Then, this one thing.
Yeah. And then there's another 2 hours of standing and kneeling.
Yeah.
What else are we doing?
I gotta read books.
What else are we doing?
A million things.
So many things.
So many books.
Like so many things.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
You guys have so many dumb goals.
Does Pesh want to come with us to Bad Cully?
No, Pesh is
he has
a
to
boss.
Watch the gas station.
Yeah. He's the only one that works there.
The Earth Elementals can watch it for a little bit.
They only speak elemental.
They only speak primordial. Yeah.
All they need to do is pump gas.
No.
No. They're mechanics.
Someone's got to run the glizzy machine. It's like a lot of work.
Yeah, and they have a heavy
what
hand.
What if the big slurp again? Breaks down?
What breaks down?
The big slurp machine.
Yeah, I don't think Pesh was fixing that either.
Well, it was still running, so he must have been doing something.
We'll have Bleebly inspect it before we leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Use one of his three.
Good idea. Yeah, there you go.
Be fine.
He's all full up on mendings. We went to bed after he fixed the glizzy glider.
Yep.
The glizzy glider.
That's glide. A great name.
I got you.
The glizzy glider.
All right. Well, that was nuts. Great job, boys. End of the combat. Just fucking dominated.
Yeah.
Loved it.
We had a hard one today. We had an easy one today. You know, we're bouncing around.
Good time.
Yeah, fun ones.
Yeah.
Now back to Pesh to deliver our fucking delicious good news.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Chug some glizzies.
You have so many potions now, too.
Yeah.
For all you Pesh fans.
Andy over here decided to just fucking down one for no
fun,
reason.
That was so great. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but it really hyped him up.
I mean, he's basically like PTSD, like soldier.
Yeah.
Just like.
He's insane. I love him.
Down in a monster right before he starts shooting.
Critics in the trees!
Non-believers everywhere!
All right, Mark. Take us the fuck out of here. We got a long day.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening. As always, I say this to you. Rate, review, subscribe. Pesh would do it. Why aren't you?
Click those buttons.
See? Click the bell. That was a little too much. I'm sorry. Anyways, we're bringing news back to the house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.